Welcome to My Father's House Podcast, Episode 438, The Power of Patient Endurance. Pastor Harley Kolderman delivered this message on Sunday, September 21st, 2025, in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
So maybe you wonder why we talk about giving every week. It's probably because you need money every week. Amen?
Amen.
The Bible says when you sow seed, you get a harvest. Amen? So it's a pretty simple principle. A farmer that doesn't sow doesn't get a crop at the end of the harvest time. But when you sow, God continues to bless and you will continue to be provided for through the seed that you sow. And you get to determine your harvest. Nobody else can stop you. Just you. Praise the Lord. So somebody's asking for a share of a password. Who's that? I'll be generous today and share it. All right, so praise the Lord. So in just a few hours in Glendale, Arizona, at the State Farm Stadium, Charlie Kirk's memorial service is scheduled to begin. So probably most of you, I'm sure you've heard on the news or watched on the news, the tragic events that led up to his murder, and just really a sad day in the lives of people. We were at Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast in Indianapolis when we got the news that he had been killed, and saw it on social media and some reports. And it had the opportunity to put a damper on the whole event, but God really turned it around to a time of praise and worship and prayer and intensity for the rest of that day and into the next day on September 11th, when we were together. And there were many testimonies by people who knew him personally that were there at the event talking about their experience with him and how they knew him and what a blessing he was in their lives. So some say that his murder was a political assassination. Yes, he was known for his unapologetic conservative stand, for which many have hated him. But more than that, he was unapologetic about his faith. He spoke with moral clarity about principles from the Word of God. Based on the reported text messages of his accused killer to his trans roommate, I believe that it was this stand that put him in the crosshairs of the assassin's rifle scope. Charlie Kirk became a modern-day martyr for being committed and outspoken follower of Jesus. He was not a violent hate monger, as some have characterized him, but a man of peace who wanted to have an honest conversation with those who were holding opposing views. He was gunned down on that Utah campus answering questions posed by students. There's a lot of hate in the world, but the greatest hate is that Satan hates those that follow Jesus. Satan hates those who want to speak the word of God, and especially those who want to reach a younger generation with the gospel. So there are many great testimonies and tributes from those who loved him and knew him well, including our lieutenant governor of our state at our JPB event in Indianapolis. But I want to share with you just one who is known as a staunch leftist. So this is from the New York Post. I thought this was interesting because this is not a guy who really loved Charlie Kirk. But this is what it says, the report says about his encounter with Charlie Kirk. Liberal CNN analyst Van Jones revealed Saturday that he received a message from conservative activist Charlie Kirk that shocked him one day before the influencer was assassinated at a college tour event in Utah. "Hey, Van, I mean it. I'd love to have you on my show to have a respectful conversation about crime and race," Kirk wrote in his message, which Jones shared on his Instagram. Jones, who said he and Kirk were beefing hard in the last week of Turning Point USA founder's life, was clearly moved by the message. "I would be a gentleman, as I know you would," Kirk said. "We can disagree about issues agreeably." In the past week and a half, just watching people talk about civil wars, censorship, and all of this stuff coming out of his death, I just thought it was important to let people know, don't put that on Charlie Kirk, Jones continued. The last day of his life, he was reaching out not to have more censorship, but more conversation, more dialogue with somebody who honestly was one of his adversaries, me. Jones said that he hoped that sharing Kirk's message with the world might help somebody on both sides deal with the issues more like he did. So I thought that was an important statement by somebody who really was not a Kirk follower. Our nation is at the crossroads. And if we don't reach the younger generation with the gospel of Jesus Christ, you know, our nation is done. So let's pray that God raises up many more Charlie Kirks and others who will reach out to those on college campuses and other places where the young people gather, so that the gospel of Jesus can be clear, so that the word of God can be clear, and so that many young people will follow after Jesus, our Savior and our Lord. I'm going to ask Pastor Sarah to come, and she's going to lead us in prayer for the Kirk family. As you know, he left a wife and two small children, and tragedies like this are never easy for any family, but to be in the spotlight like they are has to be really, really tough and difficult. So let's pray.
Father God, we thank you because you are good. You are good no matter what. No matter what we see or feel around us, you are good. And so we do just ask your goodness, your presence would be with the Kirk family today, that would be with the Turning Point USA family, and be with every person, Father, there in that stadium in Arizona that's going to come to commemorate and remember Charlie's life. We thank you, God, for blanketing that stadium with your protection of the blood of Jesus covering each person. We thank you for the shalom peace of God, nothing missing, nothing broken. We thank you for that it will be a time of blessing, of remembering his life, God. We thank you for comfort and strength for Erica Kirk, for the entire family, Father God, that you would lead and guide each person speaking and sharing at this event, God, and that more seeds can be planted, God, in hearts of people that are there or people, I don't know if it's being televised, if it goes out to the world, God. You are doing something in people's hearts, saved and unsaved. And we thank you for using his death, Father, to be truly a turning point in our nation. We thank you, God, for you always turn things around for good. What the enemy meant for harm, you turn it around for good. And so we pray blessing over our nation. We pray blessing over the Kirk family, over Turning Point USA, what's going to happen, over the next generations. We pray blessing over college and university campuses across the nation, Father God, that people would rise up, that this young generation and us as the church, we would rise up, we would take the opportunities that we have, God, to speak your name, to share your gospel, to walk in love with people that maybe think very differently than us. Let us be truly the example and follow in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, who loved the unlovable, the people that the world termed as unlovable. And we thank you for that, God, for turning this around in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, God, because you're good and you're an expert at that, taking ashes and turning it into beauty. We thank you, God, for life and life abundantly in our nation in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said, amen. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Sarah. So Maybe that's starting the message on a little bit of a somber note, but today is a day of rejoicing because Charlie Kirk is not here, but he is with Jesus. So it's always good to keep our perspective as believers, that we can be assured and we can know where we're going, and we can know that while we are alive and remain, we can preach the gospel. But then when we're done, we're with him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So I'm going to invite Sister Elizabeth to come. She's going to be my interpreter for this message today. She's sharpened up all of her Spanish here, her Espanol. Mi Espanol es perfecto, so...
El mío no mucho, pero...
Mucho, yeah, sí. Hallelujah.
Am I on?
Gloria a Dios. Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord. So the title of my message today is The Power of Patient Endurance.
El título de mi mensaje hoy, esta mañana, es El Poder de la Resistencia del Paciente.
So a few years ago, I had a gentleman working for me. He was running our office. Actually, he was helping a gentleman who was running our office in Germany when I worked with Lester Sumrall.
Okay, hace un tiempo yo tenía un joven que él me ayudaba a las cosas de la oficina cuando yo estaba trabajando con el doctor Lester Sumrall.
So he called me one day and he said, I need prayer.
Entonces me habló un día y me dijo, necesito oración.
He and his wife had recently been married.
Él y su esposa estaban recientemente casados.
And they were wanting to have children, but she could not conceive.
Y ellos querían tener niños, pero ella no podía tener hijos.
So he asked me for prayer, and I said that would be a good idea, because if I prayed for him, there would be no problem.
Entonces, cuando él me preguntó por que le diera oración, le dije, no hay problema, yo puedo orar por ti.
But I said to Jean-Pierre, I said, you need to read this scripture and get it in your heart.
Entonces yo le dije a él, tienes que leer las escrituras y tomarlas en tu corazón.
If you will get a hold of this principle,
si usted puede agarrar de este principal,
you'll be calling me back with good news.
Me va usted a hablar con buenas noticias.
So I shared with him a scripture from Hebrews chapter 6.
Entonces yo le dije de la escritura que está en Hebreos 6, 10 a 12.
It reads this way, For God is not unjust to forget your work and your labor of love, which you have shown toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. That's verse 10.
Porque Dios no es injusto para olvidar vuestras obras y el trabajo de amor que habéis mostrado hacia su nombre, habiendo servido a los santos y servidores aún.
And verse 11 says, And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end, that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises.
Pero deseamos que cada uno de vosotros muestren la misma solicitud hasta el fin, para que plena certeza de la esperanza, a fin de que nos hagáis perezosos, sino imitadores de aquellos que por la fe y la paciencia heredan las promesas.
So he promised me that he would meditate on that word.
Entonces él me prometió que iba a meditar en esa palabra.
And a few months later,
y unos meses después,
he called me and said, I have good news.
Me habló y me dijo, tengo buenas noticias.
My wife is pregnant.
Mi esposa está embarazada.
We're going to have a baby at our house.
Vamos a tener un bebé en nuestro hogar.
And I said, well, how did all that work out?
Y le dije, ¿cómo todo fue trabajó eso?
He said, I remember the scripture that you told me.
Y recordé de la escritura que me dijiste.
Especially the last part.
Especialmente la última parte.
He said, you said I should imitate those who through faith and passion inherit the promise.
Usted dice, sino imitadores de aquellos que por la fe y la paciencia heredan las promesas.
No, but he has said faith and passion.
Pasión y fe. Pasión y fe. No.
Passion and patience is a little different.
Pasión y paciencia es diferente. Sí, gracias.
But here's to say, it worked for them.
Y les voy a decir que sí, le trabajó a ellos.
Even if his English wasn't, my English wasn't being well understood.
Aunque su inglés no pueda ser entendido muy bien.
He got the message.
Él tuvo el mensaje.
Faith and patience.
Fe y paciencia.
Very important if you're going to inherit the promise.
Es muy importante si quieren heredar las promesas.
A few weeks ago.
Hace unas semanas.
Well, we were on our Friday night healing masterclass.
Cuando estábamos en la clase de sanidad el viernes.
One of the testimonies was from the Jason Peterson family.
Uno de los testimonios eran del señor Jason Peterson, la familia.
On the videos that we were watching.
Uno de los videos que estábamos viendo.
So they had had a young child.
Entonces ellos tenían un niño pequeño.
And this young boy, he developed eczema.
Y este niño tenía en su piel eczema.
A really severe case of eczema.
Una case muy severa de eczema.
And it got worse and worse and worse.
Entonces se hizo más y más y más.
But they were people of faith and they prayed.
Y era gente de fe y ellos oraron.
They took him to services, had him anointed with oil.
Y lo llevaron a los servicios y lo anunciaron con el aceite.
Famous ministers prayed over them.
Y muchos ministerios famosos oraron sobre él.
But it seemed like the little boy got worse and not better.
Pero parecía que el niño se estaba yendo más mal y más mal y no mejor.
Maybe it's like a little bit like the woman with the issue of blood in the Bible.
A lo mejor era así parecido como la mujer que tenía la sangre en la Biblia.
Where the Bible says that she spent all that she had on doctors.
Porque la Biblia dice que ella gastó todo lo que tenía en doctores.
Nothing worked for her, but it only got worse.
Nada le funcionó a ella, pero todo se iba más peor.
Until she finally came and touched the hem of Jesus' garment.
Hasta que ella vino y tocó la orilla de su vestido.
So this little boy was suffering.
Entonces este niño estaba sufriendo.
Because he would scratch the areas that he had eczema.
Porque él se rascaba en las partes de su piel donde tenía la eczema.
The video was pretty graphic because it showed his face and his arms and his legs.
El video era muy gráfico porque enseñaba su cara, sus manos y sus pies.
That became infected from scratching.
Que estaban todos infectados por el rascarse.
And so the parents were beside themselves.
Entonces los padres de ellos estaban asombrados.
Because they had done all the right things.
Porque estaban haciendo todas las cosas.
They laid hands on him and prayed for him.
Y le pusieron las manos y oraron para él.
They've taken him to places to have him prayed for.
Y lo ha llevado a partes para que oraran para él.
They were confessing the word of God over him.
Y estaban confesando la palabra de Dios sobre él.
They were making declarations of faith over him.
Estaban haciendo declaraciones de fe sobre él.
And yet nothing was working.
Y nada estaba trabajando.
And then one day.
Entonces un día,
the father was watching his boys play in the driveway.
Entonces el padre estaba viendo sus hijos jugando así enfrente de la casa.
And he said as he was sitting there watching them,
y dice que cuando él estaba viendo a ellos jugar,
that in his heart he heard the Lord speak,
que en su corazón él oyó al Señor hablar,
saying, "Pray for his heart."
Diciendo, ore por el corazón.
So he didn't know what that meant or how that would be connected with anything.
Entonces él no supo qué lo que significaba o cómo estaba conectado a esto.
But he just obeyed and prayed for the little boy's heart.
Pero él nomás obedeció y oró por el corazón del niño.
Within the next weeks, they noticed.
Entonces en una semana después ellos vieron
that the eczema began to recede.
Que la eczema se empezaba ya a quitársele.
And gradually, every day, every week, it got better and better and better.
Y gradualmente, cada día, cada mes, cada semana, se estaba poniendo mejor.
Until the final video showed this boy totally cured of this thing.
Hasta el último video final, que este niño estaba ya curado de esto.
The father testified he still didn't know what the connection was between the heart and the eczema.
Y el padre testificó que todavía no sabía la conexión del corazón a la piel de la eczema.
But he just accepted God's instruction.
Pero él aceptó las instrucciones de Dios.
And everybody was amazed.
Y todos estaban asombrados.
The doctors were amazed.
Los doctores estaban asombrados.
They couldn't explain it.
No sabían cómo explicarse.
But the little boy got better.
Pero el niño pequeño estuvo mejor.
Sometimes faith and patience.
En veces que la fe y la paciencia.
And perseverance.
Y perseverar.
Endurance.
Y endurecer.
Has to kick in for you to receive your miracle.
Tiene que entrar para que usted reciba su milagro.
In the Amplified, where the words that are translated patience in other translations.
En la traducción de Amplificada que traduce esa palabra.
In the Amplified version, it calls it patient endurance.
En la Amplificada versión le llama resistencia de paciente.
So I want to share with you today some reasons why you should not be discouraged by slow changes in your miracle.
Entonces quiero darles unas razones por las cuales no tienen que estar desanimado para enseñarle los cambios que vienen a paso a su milagro.
I want to use a number of scripture stories.
Quiero usar unos cuantas historias de escrituras.
That help illustrate this.
Que nos ayuda a ilustrarlo esto.
The first one is that Jesus laid his hands on a blind man twice.
La primera es que Jesús le puso sus manos a un hombre ciego dos veces.
In Mark 8:22.
En Marcos 8:22.
It says, then he came to Bethsaida, and they brought a blind man to him and begged him to touch him. So they took the blind man by the hand, and he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of town. When he had spit on his eyes, he put his hands on him. He asked him if he saw anything. He looked up and said, I see men like trees walking. Then he put his hands on his eyes again and made him look up. And he was restored and saw everyone clearly.
Marcos 8:22-25 dice, vino luego a Bethsaida y le trajeron un ciego y le rogaron que los tocase. Entonces tomando la mano del ciego, le sacó fuera de la aldea y escupiendo en los ojos, le puso las manos encima y le preguntó si veía algo. Él mirando dijo, veo los hombres como árboles, pero los veo que andan. Luego le puso otra vez las manos sobre los ojos y le hizo que mirase, y fue restablecido y vio de lejos y claramente a todos.
So Jesus finds this blind man in Bethsaida.
Entonces Jesús encuentra este hombre ciego en Bethsaida.
This place was known for its unbelief.
Este pueblo estaba conocido por su incredulidad.
If you read some of the Gospels, you can see that Jesus even kind of cursed this place.
Y si ve usted en las Escrituras que Jesús hasta maldició este pueblo.
He took this man by the hand and led him outside the city.
Y agarró a este hombre de la mano y lo llevó afuera del pueblo.
So after he put the hands on this man, he could see men as trees walking.
Entonces cuando Jesús le puso las manos a este hombre, él empezó a ver hombres caminando.
So I know some people read this and they said they see that Jesus spit in his eyes.
Entonces yo sé que mucha gente ve estas escrituras y ven que Jesús le escupió en los ojos.
So they think, why in the world would that do anything good for anybody?
Entonces ellos piensan en qué puede hacer bueno a esta persona.
Somebody spit in your eyes, you might see men as trees walking as well.
Alguien le esculpe a usted en los ojos y a lo mejor también va a ver árboles caminando.
So what was it? Was it the holy spit that healed this man?
Entonces, ¿qué es lo que fue? ¿La saliva unciada con unción o qué fue?
What really was going on?
¿Qué fue lo que estaba pasando?
I guess we would never really know.
Entonces, pues a lo mejor no lo vamos a saber.
Until you get to heaven and you can ask Jesus why he did that.
Hasta que se vaya al cielo y le pregunte a Jesús por qué hizo eso.
But I want to tell you, if you got eye problems in this service today.
Pero le quiero decir, si tiene problemas de ojos en este servicio hoy.
We might have you line up for spit.
Le vamos a hacer que haga línea para darle una escupidita en los ojos.
But only if God instructs us to
Pero
do that.
Pero solamente si Dios no lo dice.
Which would probably take a lot of faith to believe that he did that.
Pero va a tener mucha fe para decir que él hizo eso.
So, after he laid this man hands on this man the second time.
Entonces cuando le tomó las manos, puso las manos a este hombre por segunda vez.
He could see perfectly.
Él podía ver perfectamente.
But the real point of this message is.
Pero el punto de este mensaje es.
Even Jesus had to do it twice.
Que Jesús tuvo que hacerlo dos veces.
Also, we see in there that sometimes the environment of prayer makes a difference for the speed of the miracle.
Entonces, a veces también vemos que el ambiente de la oración hace una persona que se haga diferente de adelantar su milagro.
I don't know if you've ever tried to pray for somebody and there's a whole bunch of unbelievers around you.
No sé si usted ha tratado de orar para una persona y alrededor de esta persona hay mucha gente que no cree.
But a lot of times that really, really hinders you releasing your faith and even the person receiving by faith.
Pero muchas veces ese es un obstáculo para que la gente, para que esa persona reciba su milagro.
So if the Son of God had to pray for someone to overcome unbelief,
si el Hijo de Dios tuvo que orar otra vez para alguien que sobresaliera su incredulidad,
it's plausible to think that the same kind of environment might be hindering our faith.
Es posiblemente que el mismo ambiente pueda ser un obstáculo para nuestra fe.
But that leads us to the point that we shouldn't be disappointed if the miracle seems to be delayed.
Pero eso nos lleva a saber que no tenemos que estar desilusionados en nuestra fe.
If Jesus can take a second shot at it,
si Jesús puede darle dos veces,
so can we.
También nosotros.
So the second thing,
entonces la segunda cosa,
is that changes can start very small.
Es que cambios pueden comenzar poco a poco.
There's a scripture in 1 Kings chapter 18.
Es una escritura en el primero de Reyes 18.
The story of Elijah.
La historia de Elías.
The background for this is that Elijah had prayed and the heavens had been shut up.
Y el fondo de esta historia es que,
the heavens had shut.
El cielo se había cerrado.
And there had been no rain for 3.5 years.
Y no había lluvia por 3 años y medio.
So then we come to this place.
Entonces ya venimos a esta parte.
Where Elijah is ready to do another miracle to bring the rain.
Entonces cuando Elías está listo para hacer otro milagro, a traer la lluvia.
Verse 41 begins this way. It says, then Elijah said to Ahab, go eat and drink, for there is the sound of the abundance of rain.
Just 41. Entonces Elías dijo a Ahab, sube, como y bebe, porque una lluvia grande se oye.
So I want to just stop there for a minute.
Y quiero parar ahí por ese momento.
Because in the natural, he hadn't heard or seen anything.
Porque en lo natural, él no había oído o visto algo.
The only place that there was thunder or rain was on the inside of him.
El única parte donde había truenos y lluvia fue adentro de él.
But the verse 42 says, so Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went to the top of Mount Carmel. And then he bowed down to the ground and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, go now and look towards the sea. So he went and looked and said, there is nothing. And 7 times he said, go again.
42. Acab subió a comer y beber. Y Elías subió a la cumbre del Carmelo y postrándose en tierra, puso su rostro entre las rodillas. Y dijo a su criado, sube ahora y mira hacia el mar. Y él subió y miró y dijo, no hay nada. Y él volvió a decir, vuelve 7 veces.
Then it came to pass on the 7th time that he said, there is a cloud as small as a man's hand rising out of the sea. So he said, go up and say to Ahab, prepare your chariots and go down before the rain stops you.
44 dice, a la 7ª vez dijo, yo veo una pequeña nube como la palma del mano de un hombre que sube del mar, y él dijo, ve y di a Acab, unce tu carro y descarriete, desciende para una lluvia no te ataje.
So I think this is an amazing story.
Yo pienso que esta es una historia maravillosa.
Because when Elijah was praying for rain, he sent his servant to 7 times to look for the to look over the Mediterranean.
Porque Elías le dijo a su sirviente que vaya 7 veces para ir a ver al Mediterráneo.
But it wasn't until the 7th trip that he saw just even a small cloud.
Pero no fue hasta el viaje 7º que el hombre vio una nube pequeña.
Many times the beginning of your miracle doesn't look like anything.
Muchas veces al principio de su milagro no se ve como nada.
But that tiny cloud turned into a massive thunderstorm.
Pero esa nube pequeña se creó a una tormenta más grande.
And it came even in a short period of time.
Y vino en un tiempo muy corto.
It rained for the first time in 3.5 years.
Y llovió por la primera vez en 3 años y medio.
So just think about your miracle.
Entonces usted piense en su milagro.
Maybe you're about on the sixth trip.
A lo mejor usted va en su viaje séptimo, sexto.
And the seventh is your time of expectation.
Y el siete es el tiempo de expectativa.
But keep on praying and keep on looking.
Pero siga orando y siga buscando.
Because if you stop now,
porque si usted para hoy,
you may miss your miracle.
A lo mejor se pasa su milagro.
When you see the tiniest bit of change,
por cuando veo un poquito de cambio,
start rejoicing that the miracle is on the way.
Empiece a alegrarse que su milagro ya viene en camino.
So our kids went to Bible school in Sweden.
Entonces nuestros hijos fueron a estudio de Biblia en Sweden.
Each of them in different years.
Cada uno en diferentes años.
But one of the classes that they all enjoyed was the class on healing.
Pero una de las clases que a ellos les gustó fue la clase de la sanidad.
And all of them came back with the same report.
Y todos vinieron con la misma respuesta.
That they taught them that when they had prayed for people,
que les enseñaron que cuando ellos oraron por la gente,
that they should look to the healing.
Que vieran a la sanidad.
So for a while we puzzled over that kind of that phrase.
Entonces por un tiempo nos estuvimos como así pensando qué en esa frase.
Because it was translation from Swedish.
Porque era translado en Sweden.
So we were trying to figure out what exactly did they mean.
Pero estábamos pensando qué es lo que están diciendo.
But I believe what they meant was just exactly what we just talked
pero
about.
Pero lo creo que estaban ellos explicando que es lo mismo que acabamos de hablar.
When you pray for someone,
cuando usted ora por alguien,
or you're being prayed for,
o cuando le están orando a usted,
begin immediately to look to the healing.
Empiece inmediatamente a ver por su sanidad.
Because even the smallest sign may be missed.
Porque a lo mejor hasta un pequeño signo puede estar perdido.
If you don't look with expectation.
Si usted no ve con expectativa.
So don't despise when you see something small.
Entonces no se moleste si nomás ve algo pequeño.
Because something great is about to happen.
Porque alguien grande va a venir.
It might be your sixth trip.
A lo mejor va a ser su viaje sexto.
So when you see the tiniest change,
y cuando ve los pequeños cambios,
start rejoicing because the miracle's on the way.
Empiece a alegrarse porque su milagro ya viene en camino.
And then finally,
y luego finalmente,
some miracles happen little by little.
Unos milagros pasan poco a poco.
In Deuteronomy 7, verse 22, it says, "The Lord your God will drive out those nations before you little by little. And you will be unable to destroy them at once, lest the beasts of the field become too numerous for you."
22 dice, y Jehová tu Dios echará estas naciones delante de ti poco a poco. No podrás acabar con ellas enseguida, para que las fieras del campo no se aumenten contra ti.
This is about the children of Israel coming from Egypt and going into the promised land.
Este es de, se trata de los hijos de Israel cuando iban a la tierra prometida.
When they invaded the promised land, the Lord told them, "The Lord your God will clear away those nations before you little by little."
Cuando invadieron esta tierra prometida, el Señor les dijo, el Señor tu Dios va a remover estas cosas de las naciones poquito a poco.
What was his reason?
¿Qué era su razón?
He said, if you drive them all out,
él dijo, si usted los expulsa a todos,
the wild beasts will overrun the land.
Y las fieras van a aumentar y contar contra usted.
So timing is essential to God.
Entonces el tiempo es esencial para Dios.
And through timing, he allows us to build our faith muscle.
Y por el tiempo nos ayuda a desarrollar nuestro músculo de fe.
Little by little means that day by day, month by month, you can conquer the cities.
Poco a poco significa que día por día o mes por mes usted va a conquistar esas ciudades.
If he had done it all at once, it would have not been healthy for the land.
Y si lo había hecho todo una vez, a lo mejor no sería saludable para esa tierra.
God knows more about your deal than you do.
Dios sabe más de sus cosas que usted sabe.
So just trust him and use your faith.
Entonces téngale confianza y use su fe.
Notice who was driving the enemies out.
Note quién estaba expulsando a los enemigos.
the Israelites had to do their part.
Los israelitas tenían que hacer su parte.
But God was the one driving them out.
Pero Dios era el que estaba expulsándolos a ellos.
Follow his instructions and do your part.
Siga sus instrucciones y haga su parte.
Then relax and let your miracle unfold.
Y entonces relaje y deje que su milagro venga.
Perhaps you're growing impatient with the length of time you have been praying and waiting.
Quizás está volviendo impaciente por el largo tiempo que está orando y esperando.
When those times hit you like a ton of bricks,
cuando esos tiempos le tocan a ustedes como un montón de ladrillos,
just start praising him.
Empiece a alabar al Señor.
Because praise is the language of faith.
Porque la alabanza es el lenguaje de la fe.
It is eternal and it lifts you into the eternal realm.
Es eterno y lo levanta a la esfera de eterno.
In the eternal realm there is no time.
En la esfera eterna no hay tiempo.
So the Bible says that to God a day is like 1,000 years and 1,000 years is like one day.
Dice la Biblia que para Dios 1,000 años es un día o un día son 1,000 años.
That means he's not controlled by time.
Eso quiere decir que él no está controlado por el tiempo.
Only we have to deal with time and timing.
Solo nosotros tenemos que hacer eso del tiempo y tiempo.
But stand on the solid rock of the word.
Pero esté firme en la roca sólida de la palabra.
The scriptures will inspire hope inside of you.
Las escrituras le darán un ánimo adentro de usted.
And when you meditate on those scriptures, it'll build faith inside of you.
Y cuando usted está meditando las escrituras, le llega fe adentro de usted.
The word says that when we meditate on it day and night, that we will be successful and prosperous.
La palabra dice que cuando meditamos en la palabra día y noche, tendremos éxito.
In all the things that we endeavor.
En todas las cosas que estamos haciendo.
It's work to get into the word.
Es trabajo estar en las escrituras.
It takes some discipline.
Y tiene disciplina.
You have to persevere at it.
Tiene que seguir adelante.
But if you do it,
pero si usted lo hace,
you will begin to feel faith rise within you.
Usted va a empezar a sentir fe levantándose adentro de usted.
Because faith comes from hearing and hearing comes through the word of God.
Porque la fe se hace con oír y con la palabra de Dios.
So when you stand on those scriptures,
entonces cuando usted está firme en las escrituras,
the word of God will not change.
La palabra de Dios no cambia.
And it will not be broken.
Y no va a estar quebrada.
So never belittle a tiny breakthrough.
Entonces nunca menosprecie un pequeño avance.
Even if, like the toddler, where the eczema gradually began to disappear.
Aunque sea así como el niño pequeño cuando la eczema empezó a irse.
You will march to your breakthrough.
Usted va a marchar a su escape.
And see your miracle.
Y ver su milagro.
So let's pray.
Entonces hay que orar.
So Father, first of all, I pray.
Padre, primeramente te oro.
For those watching on social media.
Por los que están oyendo por las redes sociales.
I bind the devil concerning their circumstances.
Y atao el diablo contra sus consecuencias.
I cancel every demonic, witchcraft, satanic assault against them.
Y cancelo cualquier brujería o tarea demoníaca contra ellos.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
By the power of his blood.
Por el poder de su sangre.
We break every stronghold that the enemy has set up around them.
Quebramos todo que esté atado contra ellos.
And we ask for the power of your word and faith.
Y oramos por el poder de tu palabra y tu fe.
To rise within them.
Para que se levante adentro de ellos.
That they can receive the miracle that they need in their lives.
Para que reciban su milagro que necesitan en sus vidas.
Let your blessing make them rich and add no sorrow with it.
Que tus bendiciones los hagan rico y que no se quiebranten.
Let your peace come into their hearts.
Que tu paz entre a sus corazones.
Let your grace and peace be multiplied to them.
Que tu gracia y paz sea multiplicada.
Through knowing you.
Por saberte a ti.
And the power of your resurrection.
Y el poder de tu resurrección.
We call into being the miracle that they need.
Llamamos al milagro que necesitan.
Miracles of healing.
Los milagros de sanidad.
Miracles of deliverance.
Los milagros de libertación.
Let your presence flow over their lives.
Tu presencia que sobra sobre sus vidas.
In a mighty way, in Jesus' name.
En un poder poderoso.
And thank you, Father, for hearing and answering prayer today.
Y gracias, Padre, por oír y por contestar nuestra oración.
Let your word dwell in them richly.
Que tu palabra esté con ellos muy ricamente.
That they can get a hold of the miracle.
Que agarren su milagro.
And that they can keep it.
Y que lo puedan tener.
Every day, Lord, let them praise you.
Todos los días, Señor, que ellos te alaben.
Bring them to a place of worship.
Tráelos a una parte de alabanza.
And bring them to a place of dedication and consecration
y
to you.
Y tráelos a una parte de dedicación y con consecración a ti.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
En el nombre poderoso.
Amen.
De Jesús. Amén.
Thanks for listening to this episode of My Father's House podcast. We hope you'll subscribe to hear our latest updates. My Father's House is a non-denominational Christian church located at 5712 Bass Road in Fort Wayne, Indiana. We invite you to visit us by checking schedule information at mfhfw.org. At our website, you can also support the work of My Father's House with your tax-deductible donation. We pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers.